easing into Monday. It is the 6th of February, 2012. This is the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, and as we proceed, our focus is on the big news of the weekend. Two biggest stories, Jennifer, probably the New York Giants winning against the New England Patriots, winning. And Newt Gingrich losing.
Losing.
Mitt Romney winning. So let's start with
it was good and bad for New England.
Yeah, I guess in a manner of speaking, it's a good way of looking at it. Big ticker tape parade awaits the New Jersey. Whoops, I said New Jersey. It used to be the New Jersey
Giants. Well, they play in New Jersey, so you're right.
Yeah. Anyway, the Giants won, what was it, 21-17, I think the final score was
great.
Very good game. Super Bowl, right to the last minute, sort of. When I walked into a restaurant to meet my two sisters for dinner, the Patriots were ahead 17-14, I think is where it was. And so then it moved, and it didn't take, I mean, at the very end, I heard guys out in the bar, yay! So Tom Brady couldn't quite make it. His girlfriend, what's her name? Is
Giselle Bundchen.
Is he married to her yet?
He is, yeah. They finally got married.
All right, so what did she do? She had something, it was an interesting thing that I saw that connected her to the game, and I wasn't quite sure I understood what it was.
Well, last week she sent out an email to all of her friends and family asking for prayers and positive thinking for Tom during the Super Bowl game. She wanted him to be optimistic and confident on the field. That was her goal with this group email that she sent out to everybody.
So the power of positive thinking didn't quite work.
No. Although I have to say, there were really no losers in yesterday's game. It was so well matched, and it was just a good game all the way around. No one should be ashamed of themselves.
The Empire State Building now is bathed in giant blue. The city is going to have a public post-parade ceremony tomorrow, so big parade today. It was a heartbreak for New England, and those of you who know me know that I'm not a big sports fan, but I certainly know a team and enthusiasm when I see one, and I know that many folks, as a matter of fact, an interesting aside story, I was bringing my sisters around yesterday to show them, they were visiting me here in Los Angeles, and I brought them over to the old neighborhood where I used to live, down near the beach. And as we walked down, this is a street that there's very little traffic on. So you could park the car in the middle of the street and you could walk around. And there were three or four neighbors who saw me get out of the car. And I haven't seen these people for a couple of years. And they all came over and we had a great conversation. And as it turned out, they're all either former New Englanders or their wives are former New Englanders. So they were all, after they had finished shaking my hand and meeting my sisters, and yeah, we wish you were back here again, they said, we got to go. There's a big Super Bowl party before the game begins.
Hmm.
And so I think that's really what, I think that marked what was going on, at least with lots of fans for both New York and for the Patriots. But whether it felt that way around the country or not, there certainly were a lot of people watching that game, including the halftime show. We'll talk about that and a bit of controversy that has come as a result of one of the performers in the halftime show coming right up here. It's Good Day, and the news time is about 10 past the hour.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
You're listening to the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen with an overview of what's going on. Your comments about any or all of these items certainly encouraged at 800-510-8255. We're talking about the Super Bowl win, the Patriots losing to New York, and all the hype that surrounded it, including the ads. Ads.
Did you see some of them?
I've listened. Actually, I was listening. They were playing on the radio yesterday. I heard Charlie Tuna actually talking about them and moving everybody to his website to listen to them, and I did listen. I watched a couple of them actually online. The Seinfeld spot I thought was pretty
interesting. With Jay Leno. Yeah, absolutely.
The folks at Ford didn't have much of a sense of humor about Chevy's apocalypse Super Bowl ad and apparently are considering legal action. GM's chief marketing officer says they stand by the ad, which claims that, quote, people who are really worried about the Mayan calendar coming true ought to buy a Silverado right away. The Mayan calendar calls for the end of the world, 12-12-12, December 12th of this year. And so, I guess...
And the only thing that survived were Twinkies, yeah. Four guys, and their Chevy truck.
Right. So Ford calls a foul on that ad. We have, I think, the audio.
Didn't drive the longest lasting, most dependable truck on the road. They drove before it. Twinkie?
Yeah. Chevy Silverado. From the beginning of your workday to the end of the world. Chevy Wednesday.
I thought it was a clever ad, actually.
It's very clever.
Very timely.
Listening to the audio. I didn't see the video, but listening to that, actually, for the first time, it is... quite poignant. All right, so that's the Ford. We got some of the other ads, because a lot of the Super Bowl ads were pretty funny. The Jerry Seinfeld one, Ferris Bueller.
The Sanders one was my favorite.
You like that one?
I saw that one. Yeah, with the dog running in the shoes. Oh, it was good.
800-510-8255. All right, so what else have you got tied together here,
all right,
Jennifer?
Well, if you didn't watch the Super Bowl, then you probably missed the Super Bowl halftime show with Madonna. And there was a lot of attention surrounding what's she going to do. Is it going to be her old stuff, her new stuff? Does she still have it? And she did. There was a lot of pomp and circumstance when she first entered the stage. But the big story was not necessarily her performance at the halftime show. She had a guest singer join her for her brand new single, Give Me All Your Lovin'. That person's name is M.I.A. Haven't seen too much of her, but she's new. And she came out and danced and sang with Madonna to this song. And about halfway through the routine, she kneeled down on stage, flipped the camera off with her middle finger, and also muttered a expletive. That was very clear what she had said. Very reminiscent of the Janet Jackson incident from about 8 years ago. And NBC tried to catch it. They blurred it, but it was too late. They weren't expecting it. So NBC has issued an apology. Spokesperson Christopher McCloskey said, "We apologize for the inappropriate gesture that aired during halftime. It was spontaneous and our delay system caught it late." But interesting enough, you did see the screen blur. So you know they were trying to catch it.
Cover up something.
Didn't quite work.
Could you tell she was giving...
It was very obvious. Yeah. It was very obvious. Yeah.
That's so what. I guess that's a so what kind of question. 800-510-8255. So our poll today at DougStephan.com, which was your favorite Super Bowl car commercial? Because there was a Chevy ad, there was a Honda ad, there
tons
was
of
Acura
Hyundai ads.
Ad. Mm-hmm. Let's see, the Chrysler ad, Clint Eastwood was in that, Volkswagen ad with the dogs. That's something that we ought to try to listen to that. The dog thing has made, I've heard a lot of comment about that.
Not right, doing anything. The death march for Darth Vader.
Right, yeah. I didn't hear anything about the Audi spot or the Kia spot, but so far I've heard about the Chevy spot, the Honda spot, the Acura spot, and the Volkswagen spot. I hadn't heard about the Clint Eastwood spot either for Chrysler. We'll see if we can find
that one.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if we can find the audio for that in just a moment. Here, it's Good Day Time, 16 past the hour.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. The Good Day program with our overview of what's going on, what people are talking about, what is the sense that people have given the fact that many women, I think what I saw yesterday was 40% of the audience for the game were women. But they would clearly indicate, Jennifer, that they were more interested in watching the commercials.
Yeah,
as
the festivities.
Well, more and more, that seems to be part of this thing. I don't mean it's a circus atmosphere, but this has become a big entertainment. The Super Bowl provides the glue, and then all of these other things, the commercials for the various products that people, by the way, paid in some circumstances over $3 million for a 30-second spot.
The NFL was running a commercial yesterday. It ran twice, promoting this contest where if you text a certain code to the NFL, it's this new NFL game, you could win $1 million. And I was thinking to myself, even with that win of $1 million, you still couldn't afford a Super Bowl ad for $3 million.
Yeah, but that's imagine the amount of money these people, and $3 million just buys this spot. It usually costs you as much to produce a spot as it does to run a spot. So that's why they run for as long as they do, many of these spots, because they're very expensive to do. It really, I mean, especially going to pay Jerry Seinfeld for an Acura. You know how much money that costs?
And Jay Leno in that Acura spot.
Right, yeah. Flying in, I thought that was kind of, they had to have done that on a weekend when he could jump on a plane and go do it. It was kind of like reminiscent of the spot for David Letterman that Oprah, was that last year?
Was that last year? When the three of them were on the couch,
yeah.
Jay, Dave, and Oprah, yeah.
Yeah, interesting how Jay Leno plays into a lot of these things. So anyway, we're soliciting what your favorite Super Bowl car commercial was among those that you saw. That's the poll question at DougStefan.com today. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. Jennifer is always following the Facebook information. You just jump on board. A lot of blogging this weekend from some of the news types. I saw Luke Russert, Tim Russert's son, all over. This was very interesting. He was talking about the primaries, though. We haven't talked much about that. We will in the next half hour. We'll have some fun with some of your favorite late-night shows. And The Voice premieres after the Super Bowl. That comes up in a few moments. It's a Good Day program with Doug and Jennifer. It's 21 after the hour.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, education or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast yesterday. The president said that his Christian faith is a driving force behind his economic policies. So I guess instead of blaming Bush, it's now all Jesus' fault.
Yeah, he did it.
No, President Obama said that he says a brief prayer every morning, but then Joe Biden shows up anyway. So I don't know if we're really right.
I want to say congratulations to the New York Giants. They won Super Bowl 46, but hey, the Patriots still played a great game. You really have to hand it to them. You have to hand it to them because it's a lot safer than passing it to them. Well, it was a tense game. The Giants had to make an early substitution because of injured tight end Travis Beckham. Of course, there was still a healthy tight end, the one on David Beckham. Did you guys see it? Oh, my goodness. Can you see the glasses? Huh?
Yo-yoing.
Bend it like Beckham.
Yeah, bend to the left.
Just to the left. Okay, very good. Man, the Patriots are going to have a tough flight home tomorrow. It'll be awkward when the TSA is like, please remove any cell phones, loose change, rings. Oops, sorry. My bad.
There's a party, it's about to start. Indianapolis gets crazy after dark. Follow me and I will take you there. Go ahead and stay up late, crack open a beer. One more hour,
Jimmy Fallon,
that's all I ask of
doing
you.
A parody of Rolling in the Deep. That was the beginning of his live Super Bowl. It was a post-Super Bowl show that was done in Indianapolis where he'd been, Jennifer, all week.
Yeah, all week long.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't get into him that much, but that was clever.
I think
he's
pretty funny. And he's so talented when he does these songs.
Yeah, so that's good. All right, so we were talking about the Chrysler ad that aired in the Super Bowl. And so we have some of these spots were 30 seconds, some were a minute, some were 90 seconds. Here's the must-hear version of the Clint Eastwood Chrysler spot.
Both teams are in locker room discussing what they can do this game in the second half. It's half America talking. People are ordinary, and they're all wondering what they're going to do to make a comeback. And we're here to lose this game. People are able to think about it.
All right. Well, I don't think that's going to work. Okay, so. Power to the people. Sometimes those things work better than others. At any rate, we'll try to clean up that audio. I think maybe that, what was the woman who was with Madonna?
MIA.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think she may have gotten a hold of her, at least the censors got a hold of the Chrysler spot instead of her under the circumstances. All right, also starting last night after the game, The Voice came back, Jennifer.
Yeah, excited about this.
This is the one where people, they all sing a cappella, and mm-hmm. the contests last year were pretty good. Here is, no, it's not what? It's not, Rich just said something, it's not The Voice. Isn't the thing
it's not the acapella show.
Oh, it isn't?
They don't sing with with music unless they bring their own, I think, unless they play guitar or something when they're auditioning.
Huh. All right, well, let's listen to Ray Lynn sing Blake Shelton's wife Miranda Lambert's song, a little bit of it, Hell on Heels.
That's pretty tough.
Dang, it sounded voice. She'd fare better a cappella or not. There it is. The first voice on The Voice last night after the Super Bowl. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program with Jennifer and Doug.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. So what's on your bucket list for this year? I've got some tips on the hot destinations, or at least my hot destinations, and some of them may actually surprise you. Like Cuba, the embargo is still in place, but the restrictions have been relaxed, and there are a number of ways to get there. It's possible to visit Cuba on an educational, cultural, or people-to-people tour. Companies like Distant Horizons and Inside Cuba have recently increased the number of tour options, and they take care of all the logistics. How about Myanmar? Also known as Burma, this country has been largely avoided because of its military dictatorship. Companies like Intrepid Travel frequent these small businesses, so you know where your travel dollars are actually going. And then there are the up-and-coming destinations that are great alternatives to the tried and true. In addition to Argentina, head to Chile. Instead of Spain, Portugal. These are countries that are red hot for their affordability and wine culture, not to mention outdoor recreation. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They've got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why TravelGuard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a TravelGuard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Responsibility.
After the hour, it's the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen looking at what you're talking about this morning. Certainly the Super Bowl, the ads, what's on the television tonight is a new show. Jennifer's going to talk about that. The show's called Smash. The jobless rate has been discussed this past weekend. What happened with the Susan G. Komen Foundation and their controversy regarding Planned Parenthood. That's a thing that a lot of people are talking about. And then the victory that has been declared by Mitt Romney in the Nevada Republican presidential caucuses this weekend. Romney again turned away from the GOP rivals to sort of set a course of his own. And his conversation actually before, during, and after the caucuses was aimed at President Obama. There was no discussion, no mention, Jennifer, of any of the other candidates. The projections all were really pretty strong. 48% of the vote, according to the story at DougSteffen.com. Former House Speaker Gingrich had 23%. Ron Paul held his own. I was in the airport on Saturday night getting ready to get on the plane, and it was 19-19, neck and neck, about 7 o'clock Saturday night. Rick Santorum did not do well, but he bypassed the state pretty much anyway.
Yeah, he'll be the next to go, probably.
Right, yeah. And he'll throw his support, what do you think, behind Gingrich? Or will he go with everybody else? Everybody is talking about how the Donald Trump thing sort of caught everybody with their pants down. And then Ann Coulter, apparently, who's not everyone's favorite, is very strongly behind the candidacy of Mitt Romney, and very negative about Newt Gingrich.
Right.
I wonder why that. Most people would have expected her to go the other way because she's
the polar opposite, yes.
A grenade tosser. And that, so under the circumstances, it seems to be catching a lot of people by surprise. But at any rate, Romney's turning his attention toward Barack Obama, saying that folks in our country have had enough of this kind of help in fixing the home mortgage crisis. Of course, over the weekend, with the jobless rate hitting 8.3%, supposedly the lowest in 3 years, a lot of people said, all right, the Republicans have to change their strategy if these numbers hold up, because this will show that there's improvement. What a lot of people are not talking about is the fact that these numbers apparently represent, nobody's saying this, represent those people who are no longer, there's always a conundrum, a question about whether the jobless numbers represent those who have a job or those who have no more, there's no more money left for them in the system, so they fall out of the system. And so the number of the jobless numbers usually reflect those who are collecting. But if you have run out of benefit time, then you're no longer in the system. And one wonders whether that is part of the factor here and whether that's something the Democrats certainly don't want to talk about that. But will the Republicans dig that out? And what are your thoughts? 800-510-8255. All right. So what's the big television, the new television show tonight is this thing, Smash, right?
Smash, yeah. They're calling it the Great White Way Hope at NBC because NBC has been struggling as a network this season, certainly, and last year. And Smash is getting 3.5 out of 4 stars by USA Today, so that's pretty good. It's supposed to be gloriously entertaining, wildly ambitious, and what people hope for every year and don't get. They're saying that there are some risks with the show, though, because in a musical show like Glee, they always do covers of other artists' songs.
Uh-huh.
Where this one is using mostly original songs. So it's not going to have that same cult following that Glee gets when they do a Michael Jackson show. But they have a great cast. Catherine McPhee is starring in it. Angelica Houston. Of course, Will and Grace is Deborah Messing. So it'll be interesting to see how it does. High hopes, though, all the way around for this show. So we'll have to check it out tonight.
I saw on the plane about 2 weeks ago, because on American they have all of the NBC shows, including 30 Rock.
Yeah. With Words with Friends, Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, right. So they showed a whole episode of this on the plane.
Oh, already? You got a sneak peek?
I did. And I thought I liked it a lot. I've always liked Deborah Messing. I find her very appealing, very attractive. I find her to be credible in most any of the roles that she plays. So she had a show last year that didn't last too long, but I thought that was a good show, frankly. Excuse me, too. But this one looks very, I don't want to say complicated, but looks like it's an expensive show to produce.
It is very expensive, which could cause a problem. If they don't get the ratings that they need, then it will be a quick loss because it costs a lot of money to produce this show.
Now, Catherine McPhee is somebody that's been around on television. This Megan Hilty apparently has not. She has pretty
She's
much cut her
star.
Teeth on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and Catherine McPhee, if you remember, was the American Idol runner-up a few years ago.
Oh, okay, that's right.
That's where you know her from.
All right,
this is her first breakout role.
Speaking of that, the other thing at the Super Bowl, we've been talking about the halftime show, and we've also been talking about the Patriots losing. But there was another sort of, it was not a sour note, it was a strong note. Kelly Clarkson sang the national anthem for the beginning of the Super Bowl, right?
She did, and she did an awesome job.
Yeah.
One thing that struck me about it is that she has these brand new bangs. And she was almost unrecognizable, I thought.
Yeah, dark hair instead of light hair, didn't she?
Well, she's always a brunette, but she definitely has darkened up a little bit. But these, she's got very heavy bangs now. She just, I mean, she looks good. She just looks so different.
Look? That's a Katy
Perry. Kind of, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You impressed that I knew that?
I'm very impressed. You always shock me every once in a while.
Okay. 800-510-8255. In a moment, Susan G. Komen, the foundation that said we're not going to support Planned Parenthood, takes the wraps off of, oh, oops, we made a mistake. That's something a lot of people are talking about. And actually, under the circumstances, it makes for both sides of the story make for great copy. So we'll have that for you in a moment if you haven't been following it. 20 before the hour on the Good Day Wake Up, Rise and Shine program.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of green apple jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer on Facebook is asking you for your feelings on the ads. We have that. We actually have the Chrysler ad, Richie, right? Do we have that now? The
Clint yes.
Eastwood Chrysler ad. The favorite Super Bowl car commercial, was it A, the Chevy spot, B, Honda, C, Acura, D, Chrysler, E, Volkswagen, F, Audi, G, Kia. That's the Super Bowl poll at DougStephan.com. You don't have to choose from one of those. You can come up with your own as we follow this on Facebook. Let's play the Clint Eastwood version if we have found that, now one that we're not going to lose for Chrysler. Or are we?
It's halftime. Both teams are in their locker room discussing what they can do to win this game in the second half. It's halftime in America, too. People are out of work and they're hurting. And they're all wondering what they're going to do to make a comeback. And we're all scared because this isn't a game. The people of Detroit know a little something about this. They almost lost everything. But we all pulled together. Now Motor City is fighting again. I've seen a lot of tough eras, a lot of downturns in my life, times when we didn't understand each other. It seems that we've lost our heart at times. The fog of division, discord, and blame made it hard to see what lies ahead. But after those trials, we all rallied around what was right and acted as one. Because that's what we do. We find a way through tough times. If we can't find a way, then we'll make one. All that matters now is what's ahead. How do we come from behind? How do we come together? And how do we win? Detroit's showing us it can be done. And what's true about them is true about all of us. This country can't be knocked out in one punch. We get right back up again, and when we do, the world's going to hear the roar of our engines. Yeah, it's halftime, America. And our second half's about to begin.
I think I'm disturbed a little by what's going on with his voice. He's 83 or 84 now. Clint Eastwood.
He sounds it a little bit.
Yeah, he does sound very raspy, but still plays the part, if you will. The essence of that is the message is one that we want to hear, isn't it? Under the circumstances, that's a message we want to hear. All right, so speaking of things that people want to hear, the status of Demi Moore, what's going on with her, Jennifer? Is she okay or not?
Well, now her people have confirmed that she actually is in rehab. Before, she was saying she was just getting some rest, she was being treated for exhaustion, but now E! News reports that Demi Moore is being treated at the Cirque Lodge, a very famous rehab center in Sundance, Utah. A lot of celebrities go there. She's being treated for an eating disorder and addiction issues. She's on total lockdown, only talking to a small group of people, and they've treated a lot of people. Lindsay Lohan, Mary-Kate Olsen went there, Eva Mendez have all been there to overcome addictions. She's really been in this downward spiral for a few years now, and her drug use has increased. In fact, that's why they're saying Ashton Kutcher actually pushed away from her.
Not enough, yep.
Yeah, because her drug use was just kind of out of control, and she's been doing everything. These whippets, which is like an inhalant. She's been smoking different substances. She's been taking pills and not eating and not taking care of herself. She also has this addiction to Red Bull. People are saying she would drink 15 to 20 Red Bull a day.
Psychologically, there's got to be something really
I think she's looking for youth all the time. I mean, that's been her thing, is she's in this quest to be young. Yeah. And even in Us Weekly this week, they were reporting that she just constantly is hanging out and partying with her 24-year-old daughter, Rumor, and that she's even searching out people like Zac Efron because she's trying to date them. I mean, Zac Efron is 20, I mean, even younger than Ashton Kutcher. So hopefully she'll get the help she needs.
Yep, she looks like a rail. She looks very
really thin.
Really sick. She looks and sounds like she's really sick. What a shame. 800-510-8255. I saw the movie that she and, let's see, who else is in this movie? It's called Margin Call. Have you seen that? It was out a few months ago. It was on a plane. She's in it. I'm now going through in my mind all the people that are in the in it. It's a story about a company, a Wall Street company, that loses its edge and has to sell everything, and what it does to the market, and the inside story of the people. Why is it that I can't? The Bed of Roses guy, played Bobby Darin.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey. Oh, you're I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Word association.
Based on that.
What I thought was kind of funny, yesterday during the Super Bowl, they did a commercial for the new G.I. Joe movie coming up, which stars Bruce Willis. And if you remember back a few years, Demi Moore was G.I. Jane. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, very sweet.
X is playing G.I. Joe and G.I. Jane.
The Planned Parenthood controversy in a moment here on the Good Day program with Jennifer and Doug.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good day. In this hour, reviewing what's going on, what people are talking about, the probably biggest breast cancer advocacy group in the country, the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation, has apologized, Jennifer, for its decision to cut most of their financing and funding and help to Planned Parenthood for breast cancer screening, said it would again make the Planned Parenthood organization eligible for the grants. Quote, "We want to apologize to the American public for our decision that cast doubt upon our commitment to our mission of saving women's lives." The chief executive of the Komen Foundation is Susan Komen's sister. She's known to be incredibly aggressive, difficult to deal with, and just plain rude from anybody that I've known that's known her. Just really tough. They've raised a lot of money, but in this circumstance, a misstep. So with that, Ellen is sort of into this fray a bit, is she not?
Well, this group, 1 Million Moms, I don't know if you've heard them. They're an offshoot of the American Family Association, yeah. And they were very much in the middle of the battle between Planned Parenthood and Susan G. Komen. They've turned their sights on JCPenney now, according to Reuters. They're upset that Ellen DeGeneres, who's openly gay, has been the new spokesperson for JCPenney. They feel that they're playing to the minority, not the majority, and they're calling for a complete boycott of JCPenney and their property.
What business is that of theirs? I would ask.
Exactly.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's now 53 past the hour. The Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden. Time to shape up your finances. TurboTax wants you to enter to win a brand new laptop and the premier TurboTax preparation software, or one of 20 runner-up prizes, $50 worth of home office supplies, like a new desk organizer or a new headset. TurboTax gives you step-by-step guidance to get you the maximum refund. This contest will end on the 4th of March. To enter, and for complete official rules, visit DougSteffen.com. No purchase is necessary. Void where prohibited on all the usual stuff that goes along with those sorts of contests. I'm just looking. I've been busily working on our website. I don't mean working in the sense, I leave that to Rich and Jennifer, but looking, and there are a lot of places mm-hmm. where you can find the information on the TurboTax things. Just go to DougSteffen.com. One of the things this past weekend, we have seen a lot of usage in terms of the what we call, I've always referred to it as the new media and the new technology. Perhaps that's old now because it isn't so much the new. We certainly, Facebook isn't new. How long has it been? All right, it's been 7 years. How long has Facebook been around?
Probably about 7, I would say.
Yeah.
And it feels like forever. It's so ingrained in our lifestyle.
Right, it's ingrained in our lifestyle, yeah. What about in terms of Twitter? How long has Twitter been around?
Twitter, I think, has been around about 4 years.
Yeah. So
maybe 3?
So the idea that people would spend a lot of time during the game back and forth with each other on Facebook.
Did you see, constant.
Did
constant.
You see what were the, some of the people that you follow on Facebook or that Rich you follow on Facebook? Was it mostly about the game, partially about the game,
you know,
during
what I
the
discovered?
Hours of the game itself?
People on Facebook were talking more about the game. People on Twitter were commenting more. They were commenting on the game, but most of the time it was commenting on commercials or on the pregame, you know, festivities or the halftime show. It kind of funny. Twitter went more entertainment, I noticed.
Really? Is that normally, is that how it works usually?
I don't know if that's normally how it works, but I think because it's such quick little hits that people on Twitter are just throwing out, you know, catty little comments here and there.
Would you, now in terms of our Facebook page, is that the way, is ours sort of like the rest in terms of how it flows, or do we take a different approach, or do you think that people use ours differently than
well, we
say,
actually,
other radio
I mean,
programs?
I think when you have a person doing Facebook stuff, they give their commentary a lot more, so I might say, yay, I'm so glad the Giants won, where we say, who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl, or, you know, what's your favorite commercial? We're actually asking for interaction, where other people might just tell you what they're thinking.
800-510-8255. Texting while driving, speeding, backseat hanky-panky are not all parents need to worry about when their children are in cars. I'll tell you what else you need to be concerned about in a moment after we talk about your concern for you and others in your family who may have high cholesterol, because it's a pretty serious condition. We have a lot of people in our country who have heart attacks as a result of high cholesterol, heart disease, that sort of thing. And so you'll be happy to hear, if you haven't heard the story, about this new all-natural approach from Italy called Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients work together to reduce cholesterol levels and also high triglyceride levels in your system. You'll get excellent results in 30 days, and to prove that to you, the folks at Cardiol have offered you the opportunity to get a free 30-day supply of Cardiol just by going online to cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net, or calling toll-free 888-809-6424. So call either 888-809-6424 or go online to the Cardiol.net website and ask for your 30-day supply free. You'll pay shipping and handling. Get that high cholesterol down. Get the high triglyceride level down with Cardiol at Cardiol.net or calling toll-free 888-809-6424. Do it now while you're thinking about it. There's a national estimate that's out today, a report, if you will, suggesting more than 1 in 5 high school students and middle school students and elementary students, so all students, riding in cars on their way to school and on the way home from school while people are smoking in the car. This kind of secondhand smoke exposure has been linked to breathing problems, allergy symptoms, and breathing restrictions. So with all the widespread crackdowns on smoking in public, do you know if your children are in a car with people who smoke? And if they are, what are you going to do about it? Food for thought from the Good Day program.